All right, if you ever watched the game show Deal or No Deal, you've seen Patricia Cara. She's a Chicago native, and she's moved out to LA, and she landed a prime spot on the show. And she does a whole lot more than just hold a suitcase. She's become a host and a personality, and is in all of the different iterations of that show. So she's going to talk to us, and then we're going to play a game. We're going to try to do our version of Deal or No Deal. Hey, Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. How are things in LA there? I know your mom is still here in Chicago, and you were coming back and forth regularly to see her and see everybody you know and love here in Chicago, but obviously not a lot of travel lately.
Yeah, I went from coming there every 4 weeks to now just sitting here waiting for the time where we're able to travel again, and I'm looking forward to getting back to Chicago and seeing my mom and all my friends, and yeah, I'm excited about doing that.
You miss the city? Is it that kind of thing? Do you sort of feel it having grown up here kind of thing?
I do miss it, but at the same time, I feel like I never left there because I'm there so often. I moved away 25 years ago, but again, I'm there so often that it's like I never moved away.
Yeah.
So I get my Chicago fix. I get to see everybody I grew up with, which is really cool, and see my family. So I get the best of both worlds. And then I come back here where the weather's great and work and... Yeah, so lucky enough to get back and forth.
That is awesome. You know, I know you've come to know Howie Mandel over years and years of being on the show, mm-hmm. and, you know, he's notorious germaphobe. And I used to say, oh, my gosh, why is he doing the fist bump? Why won't he just shake hands? It turns out Howie was right all along. He was doing the right thing. So strange. That isn't made up, is it? He's really a germaphobe?
He truly is a germaphobe. It started out when he was a little kid, from what I understand. He had some sort of infection. He got sick. So it stems from something from childhood. But it's funny. I always try to high five him, and he never lets me high five him. But if you pet his head and, you know, he's got the bald head, he's okay with that. But he just doesn't want to shake your hand. Now he may not want you to touch his head either. And that sounded really funny that I just said that. I just realized, I'm like, okay, that does not sound right. I take that back.
He's got the dome, and it's shiny, and it's very, you know, attractive. You kind of want, you want to go there, but not now, and probably not ever with him.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I totally get that. Patricia, so wait, now you this Deal or No Deal came back, and I know it's in reruns as well, but you've had many different versions of it, and you're always in it, and you become like a personality on that show over the year. People know you. You said is suitcase number 9, and that's okay, right?
Correct. Yeah, I love being. I love that people will call out number 9. I answer to number 9. You don't need to call me Patricia. I hear 9. I'm like, yes. Been on the show since 2005. That was the original, and the reboot started last year. We went through a full year again on CNBC, and then there was a daytime version. Not everybody remembers the daytime version, but that was great as well. It's 5 days a week. You know, lots of cash prizes. So it was a great show, and there's still a big, huge fan base, and hopefully we'll come back again.
Yeah, I hope so. It is such a fun show, and there's even a video game. I saw my husband and daughter were playing it at one point. We played online, too, but I mean, I think we were at like a casino way back when you could go to casinos,
yes.
and we went in the video area, and we were playing it, and it was like the funnest game. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's really...
It's addicting.
It is.
It really is.
I was going to say infectious, but I didn't want to say that in this environment. So it is addicting. Thank you. That's the right thing. So it feels like you're successful in LA and you're loving it there, and more to come on you. So I hope you keep us posted in your career. Are you ready to try
Thank
to play
you.
This game, Patricia?
Let's do this. I've even got my little Deal or No Deal button with Howie. I'm going to play it for you really quick so people will.
Let's hear it.
Do you hear it? Can you hear it now?
No.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, that one we could hear. That was Deal. Now let's hear No Deal.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker. See if that works.
Deal or No Deal?
Yes, I got it. All right, so we'll try to utilize that. I mean, that's what we need, are more moving parts on this show. So far, I don't know if you heard of the top of the show, but we've had a few problems, but we're going to try this out. We've got Maria is our caller, and she's going to play. Hey, Maria, are you ready to play our version of Deal or No Deal with Patricia Cara?
For sure.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm excited for you to play the game.
What's the weather in California?
Ooh, today it's probably about 80.
Oh,
poor thing. It's actually nice here,
it's
too.
It's really rough. How is it
right.
there?
It's warm. I mean, it's like the sun's coming out. It's supposed to be high of 74 tomorrow. People are hitting the golf courses today. We've got 60s. It's. I mean, you cannot complain. Maria, where are you from? Where do you live?
Deerfield.
Okay.
Nice.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to hear the rules, and we just made them up a couple hours ago, so try to follow along with this. It's Deal or No Deal, our version. Five suitcases, all right, with five prizes. Patricia has all five suitcases, right, Patricia? You got them?
I got it right here.
Okay, and now each of them have a gift card, mostly a gift certificate, in them of varying levels of monetary value. So here's the deal, Maria. You pick a suitcase, Patricia opens it, and she'll tell you the prize that's in it. Now, when you hear it, you can either accept it and say deal, or reject it and say no deal, and then move on to another suitcase. You're looking for something better.
Okay.
You kind of got it?
Got it.
All right. And you keep going until you want to quit. Deal,
okay.
Or no deal. You keep going. And here's the other little thing you can do, Maria. If you have, you want to kind of weigh your options and figure out what to do, Steve Bertrand is here as a lifeline. He's gonna help you kind of talk through it, make sure you're making the right choice if you want any guidance or advice. So you got that going for you as well. All right, let's go, Maria. Let's try this out. To begin, you pick a suitcase between 1 and 5. What is your number,
three.
Maria? What would you like to look at?
Three.
Lucky number three.
Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please. Okay. Are you ready to hear what you win in suitcase number three?
Absolutely. What's in suitcase number three?
It is a desktop weather station.
Desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. 60-Minute Men, visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Maria, would you like to accept that? Is that a deal? Or would you like to reject it and say no deal, hoping to get something better?
Let's see. No deal.
No deal.
No deal.
All right, so you've got four other choices. You've picked number three. Which other choice would you like, Maria? 1 to 5.
Number one.
Okay, Maria, it is a $25 gift certificate for Miller's Pub.
Miller's Pub. Okay, I've got some information there, Maria, as you're making up your mind there, unless you want to consult with Steve Bertrand. Miller's Pub is celebrating its 70th year anniversary. How about that? In Chicago's Loop, owned by the Gallios family and now run by two brothers. They're there at 134 South Wabash. So it's a lot of celebrities stop by there. They still do drop by and pick up. So curbside pickups available.
Wow. Steve, what do you think?
I like that idea. I think that's a pretty good deal.
Okay.
Or maybe
deal,
not.
Deal.
Maybe not. I don't know.
No.
Decisions. No deal.
No deal. Thank you, Maria. I think that was a wise choice. All right. You picked number one and number three. Which other one would you like to pick?
Number two.
What's inside suitcase number two?
Number two is a $50 Builder Supply Outlet gift certificate.
Builder Supply Outlet, so much more than kitchen cabinets. Open for business. Just got to read this. Go to buildersupplyoutlet.com for their new store hours.
I've been out there. I've purchased from them. They're really great.
But really are.
I would hold out a little bit.
Okay. No deal.
Okay, you picked 1, 2, and 3. You got 4 and 5.
5?
Number five. Patricia, what's in suitcase number five?
It is a $100 Let Us Entertain You gift certificate.
Whoa.
That's a great one.
$100 Let Us Entertain You?
Yep.
Wow.
If you take this, you're taking me with you, right?
Yes. Steve, what do you think?
Right. Sure, Maria.
I like that one, but I'm also noticing a pattern in the prizes.
What pattern would that be?
I don't know.
Tell me about the pattern.
I think there's one number left. I think you might want to give it a shot, but that's just me.
Oh, okay. What
number is left? 4? The last one is number 4. You did not select number 4 yet, Maria. Do you want to risk the $100 gift certificate and go for number 4?
Yes.
All right. What's inside suitcase number 4, Patricia Kira?
Okay, are you ready for this? It is a $200 gift certificate for Binnie's.
Woo! All right, Maria.
For what?
Binnie's.
For Binnie's.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard of Binnie's?
This is
That'll
great.
Get you through the quarantine. All kinds of things at Binnie's.
What do you think, Maria? Isn't that great? Congratulations.
Well, that's great.
She's speechless.
Congrats, Maria. I'll put you with Pete Zimmerman here. Congrats, and thanks for playing our game. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Congratulations,
happy weekend.
Maria. Be safe.
Patricia, it's awesome for you to participate in this, and it's cool for you just to check in with us,
so
and hopefully one day we'll be able to do this in person sometime. You can come into the studio and hang with us a little bit, too. It'd be very cool. How do people follow
that.
You and reach you and check out all the exciting projects that you're involved with?
On all of social media, everything is at Patricia Cara, last name with a K. So at Patricia Cara, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me on here. This was so much fun. I can't wait to see you in the studio.
Thanks, Patricia. Same here. Be well and have
Thank
a good
you.
Weekend.
Be well.